Dale Stevens is joining us today. He was at the Tohunga Tūmau Matariki dinner, which was held on Thursday in Taupo, and he's in Te Whangarui Atara as we speak. And we're going to look back on the Māori Tourism Conference in Taupo last week as well. Thanks for joining us again, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Ata Māori, what?
Kia ora. What are your takeaways from the tourism conference? Bang them out at us, please, Dale.
Yeah, look, it was fantastic. It's been, the last conference we put together was in 2019, so before COVID. So it was fantastic to get the whānau back together. We had 300 representatives from across the Motu. I think, quite apart from the whakapanaungatanga, which was outstanding, I think there were some real learnings that were shared. Success stories with some of our whānau who have been struggling. And so I think the real success of last week was giving some great examples of how some of our businesses have survived and, in fact, prospered through this period, and what that can mean for other businesses who haven't been in such a good position. So it was really great to see some excellent learnings coming through. And, of course, that was well assisted by a range of international speakers we had as well that gave some really clear examples of the kind of things that are taking place globally and then how encouraging it can be going forward as we try and grow the sector and bring all those whānau businesses back up to speed.
Can you talk about the joint initiative with the Indigenous Tourism Entities Canada USA Destination Original Indigenous Tourism Do It? What's that going to mean?
Yeah, so you'll know that there are a number of tohu available around the world. Like we have New Zealand, the Qual Mark system, where businesses are rated and given a quality stamp that assures the consumer that you've reached a specific standard. So this is an initiative that we've been looking at for some years now, and we launched a project 4 or 5 years ago. But we've come across a similar situation with Canada and America, where a lot of that groundwork is on the international stage has been done. And so we've joined with Canada and America to be the three founding countries of this new international quality mark for tourism, which means that if a consumer takes a tourism package in one of these countries that is involved in this quality mark, and they enjoy a great experience, then they go to another country and they'll see more tourism activities with the same quality mark, they will know what value they're getting. And so this should raise the quality and increase the brand awareness for all Indigenous tourism across the world. And in fact, I have to say, when we announced this last week at the conference, so many of our local operators were so enthusiastic and they wanted to sign up straight away to undergo the process of, I guess, being audited to make sure they reach that standard. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us now to make sure that we bring as many of these businesses on board and create this groundswell of quality across the Māori tourism sector that can be reflected across all Indigenous tourism around the world.
Tēnā koe, what's taking you to Wellington today, Dale?
I've got a number of meetings on in relation to, I guess, the development of the Māori economy. I'm doing a lot of work with ministers and key government officials around understanding what we can do to better opportunities for Māori. And I think often about, I use the tourism sector as an example a lot because we have around 700 Māori tourism businesses across the country, but that involves around 3,500 employees. So the way I see it, we've got 3,500 families in the regions are being supported through the mahi involved in the tourism sector. But then we add to that about another 1,400 businesses that are directly affected when the tourism sector brings people to town. And so I use this as a great example to show the kind of things we can do in our regions to encourage business opportunities. And we had a fascinating discussion last week from a woman, Judy Kefa Gona from Kenya. She was our first keynote speaker at the conference, and she talked a lot about how far behind Indigenous tourism, well, it was non-existent when she got involved 20-odd years ago. And she very much gave examples of how tourism has transformed her people, transformed her communities, created many vehicles to remove poverty from areas of great deprivation across tribal areas in Kenya. And we reflected a lot on that last week about how tourism has the same effect in our regions of bringing people together, of creating opportunities and giving opportunities for people to have employment, have careers in their regions so that they can stay at their rohi, can stay close to their marae and their whānau. And so these are really important that we need to keep working on, because the future for our people is mana motuhake. It's being able to direct our own future through our own efforts. And I see tourism as a key part of that.
Tēnā koe, and thank you for joining us from Te Whangarui Atara. Te rangatira ngā mihi nui kā koe, mo te wā matariki. Tēnā koe.
Ai, kā kite, e hoa.
Kā kite.